The World This Week. Politics.
Kasym Jomart Tokayev was confirmed as Kazakhstan's president in an election in which he won 71% of the vote, somewhat less than the 98% that his predecessor and patron, Nursultan Nazarbayev, won in 2015. Observers said both votes were unfair. Police arrested hundreds of peaceful demonstrators.
The government of the Australian state of Queensland issued the final approvals for the proposed Carmichael coal mine to be built by Adani, an Indian conglomerate. Environmentalists oppose the mine, arguing that coal threatens the climate and the Great Barrier Reef.
Mauricio Macri made a surprising selection for his running mate in Argentina's presidential election in October. Miguel Ángel Pichetto, who leads the Peronist bloc in the Senate. The other presidential ticket will be all Peronist, including Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, a former president. Previous Peronist regimes have borrowed and splurged with unusual recklessness.
Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's president, contradicted the country's central bank when he claimed a plan to create a monetary union with Argentina was under consideration. The central bank was further ruffled when Mr. Bolsonaro said that a single currency could one day be used throughout South America.
Donald Trump dropped his threat to raise tariffs on goods from Mexico after its government promised to do more to stop migrants from Central America illegally crossing the border into the United States. In Mexico, the deal was hailed for averting a potential crisis. Mr. Trump's critics said that some of the details were not, in fact, new.
Mr. Trump claimed executive privilege again in withholding details from Congress about the procedure used for placing a question on the next census about citizenship. The House Oversight Committee recommended that the Attorney General and Commerce Secretary be held in contempt for refusing to cooperate.
The New York Times decided to end political cartoons in its international edition, following the publication in April of a clearly anti-Semitic and indefensible caricature of Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, as a dog leading a yarmulke-wearing Mr. Trump. Presumably, if the paper ever publishes a reprehensible article, it will thereafter have to distribute only blank pages.